Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't think of a more important time in world history. If you think the planet is in crisis now, if it continues along this line, we have not seen anything yet. You know the song, you ain't seen nothing yet. No, baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. The future destiny of our species is being decided right now. And our destiny is always being decided to a certain extent, but we're entering a real point of change at every level. And the globalists are in there trying to grab as much power as they can and trying to bend the development of civilization towards their control system, towards their control freak ideology of eugenics and dehumanization. We, those of us that love liberty and decency and beauty and honor and justice and creativity and life, we must get in there and wrestle against these forces that are in love with death. Wow, where to begin and where to start? It is the beginning of the 2012 fifth annual Money Bomb. And despite the fact that we reached probably, I don't know, close to twice as many people as we were just reaching, say, 2 years ago or more, less capital comes in per listener. So thank God our listenership has exploded. That's allowed more capital to come in to continue to sustain ourselves and to continue to be able to develop new ways to get information out to people. The nightly news, the magazine, the films, all the things we've been working on here. Because we're the best there is. Doesn't mean we're that good either. So I don't think of myself as that great. But I'm doing the best job I can. In fact, I beat myself up for not doing a better job sometimes. And it's important not to be arrogant. Arrogance and know-it-allism is the true path to failure and enslavement. So I try to keep it real, as they say. But we are the best there is when it comes to fighting the New World Order, not compromising, exposing the private Federal Reserve, exposing who really runs things. This is it. This radio broadcast, the TV shows, all that we do are international national treasures. Because of the guest we have on, the focal point for you, the listeners, I am the crazy traffic cop. I think many times I'm the weak link to all of this, but you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways, but here we are, and you can go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. It is so important that you donate because they got top economists in the news today saying we're going into a global depression. Well, yeah, the global depression has been going for a long time, but it's designed to be incremental with a big bang at the end. We're going to be going over some of that today, and we've got the next 48 hours, I guess not today, the next 2 days. From now until Saturday at 11 a.m. We may even go to noon. You know, people are coming in on Saturday. Why not just maybe do 3 days? Who knows what will happen? We probably will have some surprise guests. I went ahead this morning and started calling some of my celebrity friends. I kind of got around to it at the last minute, but looks like some of that's going to come through. Celebrities are interesting if they're into liberty. Quite frankly, they're not usually even the most popular type guest we have on. People like folks that are real and are passionate and know what they're talking about. People like Gerald Celente. People like Bob Chapman, rest his soul. People like Max Kaiser. People like myself. Believe it or not, we can get internet ratings and also station ratings and things. And I am the most popular person on the Alex Jones Show. I guess that's why it's called the Alex Jones Show. I don't know why. I personally like the guest when I'm not interrupting him. So the point is we're going to have just a smorgasbord. The full rundown of who's coming up today and tomorrow is all at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And you want to go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com because right there at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, we have four different video feeds, depending on what type of computer system or browser you're using, video system, a player, I guess is the technical term, all up at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Help us spread that link to everyone you know. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime.
Because at 5 o'clock,
they take me to the gallows pole.
The sands of time for the New World Order.
The sands of time for me are running low.
Running low. Running low. October 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here for the next 48 hours. Yeah! You heard me right, and we are excited. We are energized in the animating contest for liberty against the forces of tyranny. It's like a ship without a storm. The night without a dawn. Evil is there to test and challenge the good. And I know this, I am ready for the challenge. Whatever the cost may be, we shall go on to the end, and we shall never surrender. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We have an incredible 48-hour transmission that will end Saturday at 11 a.m. Central. I'm doing around, 20 hours of the transmitting. And we've got amazing special guests, surprise guests, you name it. Kicks off with, yours truly, Alex Jones. Our syndicated radio transmission, what goes out for 4 hours a day. I do 3 hours normally live. For a while I did 4 hours, but I started doing the nightly news, so I went back to 3 hours about a year ago. But a lot of stations still carry the fourth hour, which is the first hour we broadcast. That'll be live today. So that's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Kicked off with Alex Jones, then Congressman Walter Jones with some breaking news about treason going on inside the government. U.S. Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina will be joining us. And then we're going to have Greg Palast, BBC, ABC News reporter, breaking news here today. Of course, TV producer, actor, filmmaker in his own right, host of the with Jesse Ventura and Tyrell Ventura of the new conspiracy theory that premieres early next month, but the day after the election, November 7th. Sean Stone, a son of Oliver Stone, will be joining us. We've got John Rappaport, investigative journalist, who popped in on Sunday. He will be back today. And then at 4 o'clock Central, Mike Adams is going to guest host for 2 hours to give me a little breather. I'm going to go run, actually, during that break. I found if I go run instead of take a nap, I'll have more energy. And then I'll cover news and take calls. Then Dr. Webster Tarpley joins us. George Norrie will be joining us for 2 hours. It's hard to get George Norrie to come on. He's a busy guy. We really appreciate him. Well, it's usually hard to come on. He agreed to come right on for 2 hours. Very, very nice of him. And speaking of George Norrie, I'm going to be on his show the first hour tonight, coasttocoastam.com, second largest radio show in the world. So that's exciting. He invited me on yesterday. And then he's on tomorrow. Again, I'm going into tomorrow here. No, this is today. George Norrie's on today. Okay. So I guess he's on here and then I'm on his show. anyways, and then we've got a bunch of special reports with Aaron Dykes and Melissa Melton. We've got Jakari Jackson. We've got Dan Bedondi. We've got Syrian Girl and what's happening over there. We've got Rob Dude, David Icke, Gerald Celente, Max Kaiser, Joseph Farah, Amber Lyon, the CNN whistleblower, Larry Pinkney, a real Black Panther, exposing what's going on today. John B. Wells, another great coast-to-coast host. Joel Gilbert, Dreams of My Real Father, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, David Ortiz. Actually, guys, this printout I have is the old one. That's why this is not updated. This doesn't have all of the stuff. It doesn't matter. I can just go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com see the full rundown and information there. I was noticing in my folder I had Lord Christopher Monckton, Joel Skousen, David Knight, so many others, surprise guests, you name it, a bunch of special reports. We're going to go over some of the older reports, but also premiere some new ones, a full in-depth tour of the offices. And if you're a radio listener, you can go to InfoWars.com. I'm about to get into the news here in a moment. Just kicking off 48-hour broadcast right here. You can go to InfoWars.com and then link over to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. The entire top of InfoWars.com is a giant link. 2 days to wake up the world. Again, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com up there on the site right now. And why are we doing a 48-hour broadcast? Going back 5 years ago, I was in a 3,000-square-foot office, and I had a couple of crew members in England, a crew member in Louisiana, a crew member in New Mexico, and I don't know, 5-6 people here. We had about 10 people total, and we were already reaching around 3 million people a week, and I noticed we were breaking national news, we were having a big effect. People were picking up on eugenics and the different things we were introducing to them that had always been there, but the general public wasn't aware of. We were able to more and more set the zeitgeist. I could make films and they would be sent tens of millions of times for free online. I mean, we were really having an effect. And I had supported Ron Paul and he had just been on the show 5 years ago. It was about a year before the campaign it in. So it was about 5 years ago. And Ron Paul came on the show and he said, yeah, about half the contributions we've gotten have been from your show. He raised about $15 million. And listeners said, hey, you should have a money bomb and expand your operation. And I was like, you know what? I just want to stay where I'm at. But then I realized that enemies were attacking me, and you have to get big or get eaten. Big fish eat little fish. And that people wanted me to fail in the power structure, in the national media, trolls, so many others that wanted to bring me down. And I said, you know what? I've got a responsibility in history to fully go all the way and try to really change history at a greater level and really try to strike while the iron's hot. There's a quote by William Shakespeare in his play Julius Caesar, where he says there is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood leads on to fortune. Well, I want to fully ride that wave, but my fortune is not money. Money's important to be secure, to be strong, to be able to defend yourself, to be able to help others. It's important. The system always tries to tell liberty lovers not to amass any capital, not to sell a book, not to make a film, not to build anything. Because they're scared of the entrepreneurial power. They're scared of people voting with their dollars through free association and building communities and foundations of liberty and true freedom. So they always demonize that. So I'd always stayed small, not wanting to be big, almost thinking it was bad to be big. And I realized that was a mind control system. And the fortune that I was after, that I wanted to take at the flood, was liberty in my time and in the future and to defeat the eugenicist. In fact, I just finished Endgame 5-6 years ago. That was part of it. And I'd read all these hundreds of quotes. I'd gotten the actual Margaret Sanger papers from the universities where she said, we're going to pose as liberals. We're going to take over. We're going to break up the family. We're going to create a scientific dictatorship. And I read all these other quotes by globalists and I realized their plan. I was like, wow, I've got 2 children at the time. Now I have 3. I said, I've got a responsibility to commit to life and to go all the way against these people and to just hit them as hard as I can and to work myself to death and to fearlessly never stop, to just absolutely throw myself 110% against the enemy, to commit to it. I mean, if, you know, our ancestors, my ancestors, could fight and die at Goliad and Alamo and San Jacinto to create Texas. And if my ancestors could fight in 1776, and your ancestors, if my ancestors could brave the Atlantic, the North Atlantic, to come here on the Mayflower, my father and mother's side, the least I can do as a original American whose family has always been at the core of resistance to tyranny, I must live up to that destiny now, and I must 110% fight the globalist no matter where it leads me. And that is what I've done. And in 5 years of really trying to go to the next level, we have gone from 3 million people a week to over 15 million and growing. We are now recognized by major trade publications, from Talkers to Radio Inc. to Time Magazine, Newsweek, Nightline, New York Magazine, Rolling Stone, as the biggest alternative media organization in the world. I don't really call Drudge alternative media. It's something even entirely outside of mainstream or alternative. It's its own entity and is probably four or five times has more reach than we do when it comes to being able to make people focus in on an important issue. But when it comes to radio, everyday, TV, internet, everything we're doing, this is it. And I'm not bragging. This is a great responsibility. I am horrified by a lot of the things I do and say because I don't deliver it right. But I'm trying my best. My heart's right. And we have a responsibility to go to the next level. And if you feel as we feel, if you know as we know that we must be all in against this, then do several things. Spread the word about this radio show, whether you're listening on AM and FM, Global Shortwave, Satellite XM 166, Internet streams at Infowars.com, the video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. Spread the word today about the 48-hour broadcast. It's the exercise of telling people about liberty, resisting the power of the little people. That's us working together for freedom. It's unstoppable. So go to InfowarsMoneyBomb.com, even if you can't give a dollar. And because we do this once a year, go there. It was listeners that prodded me into action saying, hey, you've got to do more. And you're right, I do need to do more. But we need your help. Spread the word, donate. But even if you can't donate, email, Facebook, Twitter, everybody, retweet our links to the video feeds at InfowarsMoneyBomb.com right now. create an even bigger viral explosion right now for this 48-hour broadcast. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to get right into the big economic news.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-sized bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving.
I won't even turn my head.
Turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen.
You would say the same old thing.
I am Al Shuns, your host, and that is our beloved Johnny Cash.
Keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't get
We are kicking off a 48-hour continued live transmission with incredible guest, special guest, guest host, from Mike Adams to David Icke. We've got George Norrie joining us, Gerald Celente, Max Kaiser. The list just goes on and on. Our own Jakari Jackson, Linda West, Darren McBreen, so many. Dan Badondi are going to be in here hosting hours of the broadcast as well. But we are in the thick of the main regular radio transmission, simulcasting free video for everyone at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or InfoWars.com to find the feeds. And again, spread the word now and tell people to spread the word about the 48-hour special transmission where we're covering the future of the geopolitical developments in this country and worldwide, where we are covering here on air the continued economic meltdown by design, and by exposing the globalists, that gives us hope of backing them off, because they won't continue this if they get enough heat on them. And what's happening, of course, in election 2012. Coming up, we have Congressman Walter Jones joining us first at the bottom of the next hour, then BBC reporter, ABC reporter, breaking news here, Greg Palast, Sean Stone, John Rappaport, Mike Adams, Webster Tarpley, George Norrie, James Wesley Rawls, Linda West, Jakari Jackson, Russell Dowden, Dan Badondi, and the list just goes on and on. That's not even half the list. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com to see the full list. Okay, wow. Let me just start getting into the news right now, and I'm going to go ahead and give the number out, too, for callers. And let's do first-time callers again, because we have millions of listeners tuning in any 1 hour, and so many people don't ever get a chance to get involved on air. So we'll do first-time calls again on any issue you want to raise. I'm going to cover some news. Hopefully you want to comment on some of that, but we don't screen your calls unless we have a special guest on and it's for that person, and then no one follows the rules and brings up whatever they want. You know, I could have Ron Paul on and somebody calling about gardening or something, but that's kind of the fun of it, that it is so unscripted. There are no teleprompters. There are no talking points. I mean, you're here with a maniac Texan who loves freedom and absolutely hates tyranny, going wild on the radio and just hammering the globalist up one side and down the other. And that really is the spectacle in the main. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we'll be live here again for the next 48 hours. Well, I guess we're 27 minutes into it here. But and if you want to see us get the satellite uplinks and get these file-sharing networks with the other media systems worldwide, there's a bunch of them we can subscribe to, and then that's actually how people get vignettes we're going to do. We're going to basically put the nightly news out soon free to air, not just on Dish Network and other systems we're looking at, similar to what Glenn Beck's done. This has been our plan forever. He just basically beat us to it, which is great. Well, I guess he didn't beat us to it, having our own TV system and TV shows and networks online that cover the New World Order, but you know, getting it out on cable and things on our, well, actually for about a year now, we've been on British TV's been picking us up, and 2 hours a week on the national cable system. And we've also been getting picked up on quite a few cable systems here in the U.S. But what happens is fans that run those systems, they go and download the high def version after the show, and then they edit them up and do things with them because it's already free to air. We've got to officially put out those contracts because a lot of stations want contracts. They're like, okay, sign this contract. We can use your stuff. And I'm so embryonic that I don't even have the lawyers or the time or the money or the energy to go over and make sure it's all done right. But we're getting close to that. That's the next phase. But the problem is we're doing the nightly news every night and the radio show and the films and the promotions and paying the bills and dealing with all the little gremlins and things that any operation deals with. I'm not complaining. It's the great animating contest of liberty. It's just that we've got to, like, somehow get it all ready, get the new studio finished, get the sets finished, get it all in. We're very close. And then get it out. It's like we've got over 70 publishers, people that put out, you know, one group puts out millions of magazines a month in Europe. One is ready to put out InfoWars magazine in Europe with their own content inside of it. We've got big publishers in California, in Canada, in Germany, in Australia. I mean, and then I've got to, like, okay, well, we're just beta testing it ourselves now. We'll have that for you soon. The point is, we're getting ready to blast off, folks. You name it. We're coming out with it. You name it. Okay, but we're just at the launch pad. We're launching.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Trucking.
We gonna do what they say can be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Time eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep the football on the pedal.
Son, never mind them brakes.
Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
Thank you so much for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. We are 30 minutes into the 48-hour transmission, and if your local AM and FM is carrying the show, that's wonderful. Please spread the word about the show. If you're listening on XM on 166, please spread the word. Tell your friends and family and coworkers and your email list and your Facebook and your Twitter. That's how those of us that love liberty defeat the globalist, is we go out and we proselytize the message of liberty and the story of freedom up against the globalist and their story of lies. See, we have a narrative of truth, a narrative of personal empowerment and family and wholesomeness. The globalists have their narrative of the nanny state and the control freak system and the stage terror and all of their fear and all of their lies and how NAFTA and GATT were going to be great and how fluoride in the water is great and how vaccines are great and how the Federal Reserve is great. It's all a bunch of lies. Congress has a 9% approval rating. All over the world, governments are being exposed. That's why they're trying to come in with tyranny, because the old power structure can either totally take over and bring an absolute despotism to stay in power, or they can step aside and get out of the way of humanity. But they can run on for a long time. They can run on for a long time. But sooner or later, God's going to cut them down. And we cut them down in the info war. We stand up to them, we have confidence, and we realize they are all running their own confidence game based in fraud. We have the real confidence of liberty and freedom and standing up for what's right. Let me hit the main news we're going to be breaking down here in the next 3 hours on the main radio show, and then continuing with all these big guests coming up today. Full list at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and the video feeds. If you've not been a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer and you're a radio listener and always hear us talking about show this on screen, show that on screen, well, you can go get a flavor for it at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Okay, where to start here, ladies and gentlemen, with all of the incredible news. Look at this economic news. Let me just read to you these headlines. CNBC, Merkel urges tax cuts to boost German economy. But last year she said raise taxes to pay banker bailout money to the mega banks and then blame it on Greece and Ireland and Spain and Portugal. The pigs, as they're called. But now they're saying, oh, you over-raised them, so you're getting nothing now, so maybe cut them just so the vampire bankers can get something. See, they love raising taxes to crush you. We've gotten this out of Bilderberg Group Minute meetings from 2007. They want to crush us and make us poor to control us, but if they do it too fast, people will notice and get angry, and they like prosperity at the same time. It's kind of schizophrenic because they get so much corporate welfare cut off the top, the cream off the top. Chancellor Merkel, but notice it's tax cuts for the elites as usual, said Tuesday Germany needs to stimulate domestic economic demand and urged opposition parties to stop blocking proposed tax cuts in the upper house of parliament. So what happened is, you know, the vampire sucked too much blood and its victim's kind of dying, but it's only got this one little piggy to suck off of. And so it's like, oh my gosh, let's let them have a little bit of their own blood. Let's give them some soup. Oh, here, you're sick. Let me get you some soup and maybe a glass of wine. And, you know, let's build your blood up again and make you more healthy because it's so delicious. So there's a bit of a fattening up here of what they're doing here. Continuing, Greece and Spain in depression. Nobel winner Joseph Stiglitz. We need to get him back on. He's been on the show many times. Now, he says, no, they've been in really a depression for quite some time. Well, yeah, so have we for 4 years, according to real economic numbers, not the new cooked ones they give you. That, oh, unemployment's historically low. I was driving in my car and was listening to Fox News Radio, a local AM, 590, our affiliate, one of our affiliates locally. And they actually were, you know, had statements out of the Federal Reserve, which isn't really the government, the private Federal Reserve, about, well, because inflation's so low, that's why the Treasury Department, after 2 years of not giving you a COLA increase on your Social Security cost of living, it's going to give you this you know, tiny little percentage point. Was it 2% or something? They said, because inflation is so incredibly low. I mean, wow, they will tell people anything. I mean, they told people in the debate that Obama, day one, said it was a terror attack in Benghazi, killed the U.S. ambassador. Even though for 2 weeks they were all over the news saying it wasn't a terror attack. He just said in a speech, we'll stand up against terror, just in general, you know, that line. Then going on and saying, you know, we don't know what happened in Benghazi, as his surrogates ran around saying it was not a terror attack. And regardless of what you think about that, whether it's true or not, of what really happened there, they said it wasn't a terror attack for 2 weeks, and then they lied and said it wasn't. I mean, it's just, you know, they think you're idiots, but I'm already digressing here. Greece faces anti-austerity shutdown as EU meets. The whole country is basically going on strike as the EU, well, they're selling, again, turning all power that's left in the nation states over to the private banks that run the unelected EU bureaucracy. The EU is unelected. Did you know that? And there's a parliament, but they have no power. They can vote on recommendations, but the permanent bureaucracy, that's why Von Rumpy and Barroso, Herman Von Rumpy and Barroso never leave. They, you know, they were there 10 years ago. They'll be there in 10 years. They just, you know, or until they want to step down. It's like, hey, we run things. How's that sound? And they work for the big mega banks, the same ones bragging they've conquered Europe, and now they're conquering us. All right, continuing here with the economic news. Guardian seriously discussing end print edition London Telegraph. You've got all these big newspapers, even successful ones like The Guardian, saying they may end print. That is not a good idea. Both readership being down for mainstream media and internet is what's killing print media. We've gone back into print because when it's almost completely dead, they're going to start putting taxes on paper. They've already called for this, carbon taxes at the UN, and they want to have it where it's all digital, where they can erase everything. And it's important to have hard copies of things. You watch. This is going to become a bigger and bigger movement. Continuing here, that's why we've launched InfoWars Magazine. You can buy them at bulk, at cost, at InfoWarsShop.com. And by the way, supporting us going into 2013 with the satellite uplinks, the crew in this depression, when you buy books, videos, subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv, that's what funds our operation. So that's a donation right there as well. We just have the money bomb if you're a new listener. We're not NPR. We're not nonprofit. We do that because they end up getting taxpayer money and things the government takes from you and then gives to them. We're here saying, hey, if you want us to really expand like we've done the last 4 years going into the fifth year, then here's your chance. Listeners started the money bomb 5 years ago and I ignored it. They kind of got mad, if you remember, and said, why aren't you promoting this? And I said, okay, I will. And then boom, you saw what happened. So again, it's kind of become a, what's the term? An institution. It's almost like a holiday. It's like the Super Bowl or something. And I said, well, why have 24 hours? Why not 48? So that's what's happening. If you just joined us, learn more at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and be part of history and donate. But you can also, quote, donate to the broadcast and yourself by telling people about the show. Again, that's the biggest thing. Get the link to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and get it out to everyone you know. Let me hit some really important news on the politics front. Got some polls here. Then I'll hit some military news, some police state news, and start going to your calls. The Weekly Standard reached out to the Secret Service. That was a good idea. Instead of George Soros's Media Matters and Think Progress coming out and just saying that I basically made it up and was racist when it was in a bunch of other publications, we went and checked the tweets when Thomas Sowell was talking about it, The Economist, who's syndicated columnist with Creator Syndicate, one of the biggest out there. We saw it in Chicago Now. We saw it in a bunch of other newspapers and publications. So we went and looked and said, yeah, there are thousands of people threatening to kill and burn and murder and kill Mitt Romney if he wins. And we got attacked and basically some site called Death and Taxes, that's basically Democratic connected we've seen, they came out and just said I was purely lying and that I was scum of the earth and knew I was lying. So... But the Weekly Standard, they contacted the Secret Service. They have their response here. They are investigating the people death threatening Mitt Romney. And somebody should investigate the threats to riot. So there you have it. Secret Service aware of threats against Romney. But, I mean, don't tell George Soros readers. Media Matters is run by the White House. That's on record. They have weekly meetings with the White House. The former transition head for Obama is the head of it. And they just say... you know, that we're basically evil and racist. But, I mean, you know, I guess the Secret Service is, too, because they say they're investigating. Secret Service aware of threats on Romney and says they are investigating. The Secret Service is aware of this and will conduct appropriate follow-up if necessary. Brian Leary, a spokesman for the United States Secret Service, says in an email, here is the small sampling compiled by Twitchy. But Twitchy isn't even political, but I guess they're evil, too, for daring to show... you know, people saying, if Romney's elected, I'm going to assassinate him sniper style. Wow. Premeditated how you're going to kill him. That's 20 years in prison right there. Boom. You're convicted. But watch, they're not going to probably get a visit. Somebody needs to assassinate this mofo Romney. That's a little different, but still it's a call for violence. I'm going to murder Romney right now. And they give their names here. If Romney's elected as president, I will personally assassinate him. And then retweeting it. I mean, you know, this is real. And I'm just like, wow, I've had Secret Service here asking me how I feel about Obama for no reason when I've wished him a long life behind bars for Fast and Furious. I had some of the new graphics people, they've been here like 3 months, back there going, you really had the FBI come here before? And I'm like, yeah, you think I make that up on air? And they were listening back there. You know, that's another reason I'm upset about this. I mean, I get visits and get asked about Obama. So how do you feel about Obama? What's that poster on the wall? It says Obama deception. You know, a film. It's online. Or in that case, it was coming out in 3 days. You know, then calling employees. They had like, what was it, like San Francisco FBI calling random numbers here going, hi, this is Agent such and such from the FBI. And they check the caller ID. It's FBI. I call back the FBI. Why are you calling? Oh, we're not allowed to say. I don't know. And meanwhile, people are saying, I'm going to kill Romney with a sniper rifle. And it's like, oh, big deal, Jones, you racist. Come on. I mean, you're a piece of trash, Jones. We all know you secretly wear Hitler underwear. I mean, come on, buddy. So, there you go. I mean, I just don't know what to say anymore. I mean, people are like, well, how dare you defend Romney? Well, I'm not defending Romney. I don't like, you know, over the years getting, well, I don't know, 3 or 4 Secret Service visits, phone calls on top of it, snooping around. I guess they think they're going to call up and I'm going to just flip out and go, oh, yes, I do want to do something. I mean, come on, man. I'm a syndicated radio host, filmmaker. I've been in major movies as an actor just because Rick Linklater's a fan and called me up and put me in films with Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder and Woody Harrelson. And who's the guy that plays Iron Man? I always forget his name. I've met him a bunch. Robert Downey Jr. I always call him Morton Downey Jr. That's why. I'm not bragging here. It's just like, you know, I'm not going to kill the president. And everybody knows that. So don't act like I am. While you let people run around by the thousands with their names on real Twitter accounts, up there with their families and everything, saying they're going to kill people. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Okay, I said I'd go to your calls. Coming up after calls, I haven't even gotten into the big news yet. Former U.S. comptroller says U.S. faces fiscal abyss. We're going to be getting into weekly job claims drop. Proves to be short-lived, well, because it was fake numbers. Could only fake numbers because they've gone and checked with the companies and their orders and their own databases. They're like, no, we didn't hire more people. And no, our sales have dropped. But the government said, I mean, they don't lie to us ever. I mean, why not just say unemployment's at zero? U.S. to get downgraded amid fiscal theater, PIMCO says. So another downgrade on our way to Weimar Republic, on our way to Zimbabwe, on our way. I mean, that's where we're going. That's where this train goes. It's his destination. I told you this years ago. Oh, I was a fear porn peddler. No, I wanted to expose the people so they couldn't execute this globalist takeover. Breaking news. Terrorist attempts to blow up Federal Reserve in New York with 1,000-pound car bomb. After leaving suicide video pledging to destroy America. How many hundreds of times has the government gone out and found an extremist nutcase loser and then given them a bomb that they believe is going to blow things up? A lot of times these guys are profiled as low-grade morons, barely operable, you know, barely can tie their shoelaces. And then they are led by jihadis who are their, quote, imams, who are really FBI agents. And again, it's come out that's the case with this. You know, Atari Militia just said, well, I guess if the UN troops come in, was the exact quote, they try to take our guns, we'll have to fight. Boom, off to jail. Of course, they got out of jail because that wasn't a call for violence. They said, if foreign troops come in, we're going to have to fight. I mean, that's said on the, you know, G. Gordon Liddy said, if the ATF comes, shoot between the eyes. I'm not saying that. The point is that he probably could have got arrested for that. But they don't want to go after big targets. And plus, it was hyperbole. Everyone knows that. With this guy, I mean, they get these, the guys that bombed the World Trade Center in 1993. The FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, gave him the detonators, and the Ahmad Salam CIA asset from Egypt said, okay, let's bust him. And they said, no, let it go forward. And he figured out they were setting him up to be the mastermind. So he recorded them saying, let the bombing go forward, and went and gave a press conference. It was on CBS News and New York Times, remember, if you look it up. And so they ended up paying him $1.2 million to go back to Egypt and shut up, and it was swept under the rug. They were going to set him up. So you don't even know. Again, if you are recruited, they can recruit police, military, you name it. They've been sending special forces guys. They've been creating a fake profile to say veterans are terrorists and active duty are terrorists. It's always, you know, Baptist, blonde-haired, blue-eyed guys is the type they shut up. And some of these guys have said this in court. They've even tried to say, well, I'm not supposed to, even in court defending themselves, they go, well, I'm under national security, and they go to jail, never violating their national security order. And they tell them, all right, we want to put you on this plane out of North Carolina to Texas, carrying a pound of plastic explosives as a test. Are you ready to do that, soldier, to the sergeant? Yes, sir, I'm ready to do that for America. And then they bust you, send you to jail. I mean, I've seen two or three cases of that in the last year. Don't be part of a drill. This guy may have been a useful idiot, real terrorist, who got set up and, you know, pushed to do it. But, you know, I mean, they do some real stings like that that are more like entrapment. But it could have just been a completely set up guy. And they'll pick somebody who doesn't speak very good English, is ignorant. It's usually some professor type or student type who wants to, you know, grovel up to the system. They'll put them on no-fly list and say, hey, be an informant for us. Well, what do I do? Make some videos saying you're going to blow stuff up to bring in other jihadis in New York. You willing to do that? And I've been saying they might do a false flag on the Federal Reserve to make it the victim. Oh, it's the victim. In fact, I've said they may have patriot groups take responsibility for blowing up Federal Reserve buildings. So everyone can go, oh, the poor Federal Reserve, those poor little angel cakes. It's the 48-hour worldwide transmission. Your calls are coming up. And then I'm getting into the Iran news and all of it. It's huge.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end.
You know, I mentioned this yesterday, but I didn't really get into it. And I'll cover it more in the next hour briefly before Congressman Jones joins us in North Carolina. breaking some big news here. But the Green Party presidential candidate, you know, in the past when presidential candidates from other parties show up at the debate, they just lead them out. And that's bad enough. What's wrong with them being there? We've got a two-party monopoly. But now, you know, they arrest her and drag her off. And I see articles here in the U.S. where they taser people having seizures, or they in England they tasered a clear old blind man because they thought his walking cane was a samurai sword. And they didn't even say freeze. They just came up and tasered him. And the cops not getting in trouble doing it. It's this crazy over-the-top thing where all these cops and bureaucrats are watching drama shows where there's terrorists everywhere, and they're going out and simulating it in the real world on people having seizures and old people with a white cane going down the street. You don't know what a blind person is. And people called the cops because they saw the cane and thought it was a weapon. I mean, it's the public. It is just absolutely into ninnying about anything and everything. My son's got a birthmark on the side of his head. It's clearly a birthmark. And I can always tell when somebody's a liberal, because they're not really liberals. They'll come up at parks, restaurants. I've been fishing before, and they don't talk to you. They come and they lean down to your kid, and they go, "Did somebody hurt you? What's wrong with your face?" And they'll go, "Well, it's my birthmark. It's just a little red spot." And they'll go, and then they'll act like a weird dog that's been, you know, like groveling or something. They'll look at you and go, just checking, didn't mean anything. Hi, how you doing? They're just weird creeps, and they're everywhere. They're everywhere. I've told the story of my dog Helmet, a dumped Labrador Retriever. And he loved to dig out under the fence and climb over things. And he dug out, got hit by a car. I happened to notice he'd gone, ran out in the neighborhood looking for him, actually saw a car stop that had hit him, knocked him up on the curb. And they wanted to cut his leg off at the vet, but they said his nerve endings may come back partially. Well, it came back, but he had to swing his leg a little bit. And I'm telling you, folks, you take them to a park anywhere, people would come over, ignore you, and say, "What's in your paw?" or right in front of you. "Did he do something to you?" And it actually became like an anthropology thing, because I would say, hey, how you doing? I'm right here. The dog doesn't talk. And they're like, "Oh, why don't you get him, take him to the vet for his hurt paw?" And I'd be like, "Why do you think that if it's my dog and he's having to swing his leg, that there isn't some other issue? Well, what's wrong with him?" "Well, he got hit by a car." "Oh, okay." And they start walking away. And I'd be like, no. "Let's not walk away. Why'd you walk over and talk to my dog? It was some mentally ill nanny state thing where you were acting like I was bad and you were good. And it was a way to attack me and act weird. So let's talk about, you're a Democrat, aren't you? You're some type of feminist liberal, aren't you?" And they'd be like, and run off. I mean, these are mentally ill people, folks. That's why they're calling the cops on people everywhere when their kids are in the backyards now, or in the front yards, or in a cul-de-sac, and they're arresting people for kids in their front yard. I'm talking 10-year-olds. They're arresting people for cleaning their guns in rural areas on their back porch. They are arresting people that have gun cases in their homes that are legal because the carpet cleaner comes to your house and calls the police on you. Or the telephone repair person. I mean, this is a cult of crazy people. "Oh my gosh, that old man has a samurai sword. It's a white cane." Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to go to your calls when we come back. It's InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, 24-hour transmission. If you believe in what we're doing and want to see us go to the next level, we're not the government that takes your money and uses it against you. We're saying free association, donate today.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months.
simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.